Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by filmmaker Brillante Mendoza. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So it's a great pleasure to meet you. You're here wearing two hats, one as part of the international jury, and the other one presenting your own film, Alpha, The Right to Kill. But I guess we should start with your role as a jury member. I'm not going to ask you what film you think is going to win, because that's not allowed. And anyways, you know, why should films be considered as a competition? The important thing is that the quality of the films allows one to explore parts of the world that you do not know. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, exactly. And that's exactly what I want to see in the films in competition. I want to know more about the people from those regions, from those countries, more about their culture, not so much about their personal story, but a story that is more universal, that can connect all of us, you know, despite the difference in terms of culture, in terms of religion. But then at the end of the day, I want to see a film that humanizes a human being, you know, humanizes in terms of connection.
You know, interesting, what would be the definition, do you think, of humanizing?
Humanizing is showing the real person, regardless of his religion and regardless of his culture, by showing him not only the good side, but the difficult side. You know, when I say difficult side, is the things that most of us commit. What are these? These are the trivial matters, like the faults, you know, the things that we are somehow are tempted to do. Things that are in the world that is not commonly shown in cinema.
Do you think that these trivial matters are almost the most challenging things to portray in movies?
Exactly. I think they're the most challenging, no matter how trivial they are, because sometimes you are afraid to get too close to the person because there are so many things that we are afraid to show. You know, like for instance, the ugly side of the society, or this ugly side of our humanity, of our culture. You know, because there are things that are not really favorable. There are things that could go against our own belief, but sometimes we are afraid to show this. Yeah. So these are the kind of films, these are the kind of cinema that I would like to explore. You know, because coming from, you know, from a developing country in the Philippines, there's more to learn about the developed countries, about films from Europe and other parts of the world.
Yes, I was thinking about this earlier, also when I was thinking about your movies, but just being here in general, when I go to film festivals, I see films from all over the world. And this term that's used when a film is not, let's say, from America, mm-hmm. when people refer to American films, they talk about American films. Everywhere else in the world, this term world cinema. Mm-hmm. It's kind of an interesting use of the term world cinema, wouldn't mm-hmm. you agree? And why do you think that's the term to encapsulate everywhere else? But
I really don't know why it's called world cinema. Just this morning, I just shared a photo of different filmmakers also American filmmakers, but it says world cinema directors or filmmakers. And it didn't really cross my mind why we are called that, you know. I don't know, maybe it's because from the longest time we've been seeing films from, you know, serious films, you know, from different parts of the world. And when you see a film from the United States, it's mostly because most films from the United States are Hollywood, are considered Hollywood, regardless if they are world of considered world cinema, or even if they're like independent films, but shown outside America, because you have an American actor. Easily from the developing countries like ours, you always see that not as a world cinema or independent, but an Hollywood film. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's they coined the world cinema as something serious, something like from parts of the world where you don't really see much about their society, about their culture.
Well, inspired by the fact that you're here as a member of a jury, you've made lots of great films, but do you also watch, do you get a chance to watch movies?
Well, unfortunately, I don't quite watch a lot of films lately. In as much as I want to do. There was a time when I was starting, when we would have me together with my team would set a day where we just watch films, you know. But I want to do that again. In fact, we do that from time to time, but not on a regular basis. But I'd like to do that. But when I do that, unlike before, I only watch by myself. But this time, I ask my team to join me. So we do that as a team. You know, yes. My cinematographers, my writers, my editors, we always, yeah.
I guess part of the reason why I asked that is because I don't know if you've heard, and maybe you've talked about it, over the last 2 days, we've lost two of the major filmmakers, Nicholas Roeg and Bernardo Bertolucci. Do you have any words for them?
Well, of course, I was just asking one of our jury member yesterday, what was the last film of Bertolucci? Where was it shown? And then he said maybe it was shown in Venice, but... You know, of course, when you hear stories like this, and even back home, because for the past 2 years we've lost some of our, you know, great filmmakers, you always stand back to go to yourself and try to, you know, see things for yourself, how it's going for your life as well. Mm. I think that's my, whenever I see people or you know, people who are respected from the industry, like, it always goes back to me.
In a professional way or in a personal way?
In a personal way.
Okay.
In a personal way, I say personal because of course, after everything, I am committing myself to cinema. I've committed my life to cinema, and the only thing when you're gone that is left is your film. So of course, when you think deep down, deep inside, and really think seriously about it, you know, you always think of the kind of films that you shared.
Yes, it's interesting that you picked the word commit, because commitment might imply also that it is sometimes hard to think that you're committing. Yeah, do you find that it's also hard?
It is hard, because when you commit yourself, that means you dedicate your life as well. I mean, it's not something that it's superficial or that you want to do only, you know. Not really like it's just part of your life. And not really something that you take, you know. For me, it's a commitment and a dedication. That's why I really look at my films and my cinema seriously in a way that I don't want it to be compromised, despite of all the temptation, temptation that's around me. You know, when I say temptation, like for instance. From the big studios, you know, when you're offered by, you know, by big studios like, and somehow cinema in the past few years, it has evolved so much. It's no longer like, you know, big screen going to the theater to watch. Now this generation wants to watch films on their cell phone.
Right.
You know, how ready am I to do this? You know, and how will I be able to continue the kind of storytelling I want if this generation would like to watch the film on their cell phone and don't have time, they have like very short attention span. I mean, will they be able to have the patience to watch a 1.5-hour film, you know?
Yeah, I guess in a way it's also a commitment to watch a movie in a fast moving world.
Yes.
You don't like people watching films on their cell phones, do I?
Well, because I think cinema is meant for, you know, theater, you know. But then I don't really like to stop technology, because this is part of how we evolve.
Yes.
So I think without compromising your cinema, you have to somehow try to see how it can work.
Right.
You know, without being compromised. Maybe think of a story that is more engaging. Engaging, you know, you know, and engaging, especially the generation who watch this kind of films now.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We're going to have to wrap it up. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.